Welcome. And I can't help feeling. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting episode of the Vinnie Eastwood Show, broadcasting live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland, New Zealand, the island chains nation in the sunny slave South Pacific, where it's not only fluoridated, it's also Fukushima irradiated, which, according to the Prime Minister, is good for the economy, because now everybody can get a part-time job as an incandescent light bulb. And my very special guest joining us is Pip Cunningham, all the way from the isolated metropolis known as the Tron, the city of the future, Hamilton, and as the former mayor of Auckland and formerly respected by the people of New Zealand, John Banks used to say, there's a reason the river runs through it. Pip, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tony.
Could you tell us a little bit about who you are and what it is you do? Because today you're actually on here to tell a very personal story.
Yeah.
About what has happened to your absolutely beautiful daughter with these child kidnapping pedophile service scum that are known as SIFs, incidentally named after a venereal disease.
Okay, on the 1st December 2009, I was taking my new partner to an evidential unit at Manukau Police Station for a historical child abuse case against his father. In the interview, he was in there for 2.5 hours. He had a bad sleep. I'd just had a new plate put in my mouth about 5 days prior. I was a little bit tired. I was sitting in a waiting room all by myself. 2.5 hours. I'm not at all. I finally came out. Now, this was actually in the Otahu Evidential Unit, not the Manukau one. My husband was actually sent there by Detective Matthew Strickland to gather evidence of historical child abuse, there's what marks across his face, etc. It's a big story, but anyway, I had me sitting there. After 2.5 hours, my husband comes out with this woman, which I presume was working for the police, which she obviously was. At this stage, I did not know she was a SIF trooper, but it didn't really faze me, even if she was. Just had a little chit-chat, and I just nodded off, a bit tired. I just got scared for my speech. I've got a new place in my mouth. And everything was like, well, okay, then, and off we went. 45 minutes went past, we got home. I was ready to pick up my daughter. Now, I need to tell you a little bit of history about this. I bring up my daughter on my own for 10 full years.
Now, Pip, I hate to interrupt you, but that video that we talked about playing on the air, we actually have that ready to queued and ready to play. I think that might actually explain a little bit of the background, don't you think?
Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this video was taken and it was published on the 6th of October 2011 at Occupy Auckland. Now, the interesting part about this is, of course, you really have to have a lot of gall and a lot of bravery to speak out in public in the first place, particularly about something so personal and indeed something with such massive implications for the running of the country, such as exposing the pedophile network that basically operates within it. So without further ado, here we go.
You know what? 2 years ago, my child was taken from me from false allegations. I can't even get a trial. You know, 30,000 of taxpayers' money to pay for my legal bills. I'm on $200 a week. You've taken a 10 straight-A student, double millet and taekwondo. Do you know who my pal was young in? Our dog. He said, get off the friggin' dot net doorstep so I'll kick your friggin' ass. They go, mandatory reporting. Yeah, great. And they come knocking at your door and they'll take your kids in. I'll tell you what, you want to get them back. So you can write to every minister in parliament. That's nothing to do, you know this. But ombudsman, nah, they're not going to listen to you. Oh, I'm going to, nah, not going to listen to you. I've got a high court hearing and I'm going to fight for the truth. I am not a child abuser. Do you know how many kids are in care? The carers get paid $189 a week to look after my kids and assault her like they did last year. But oh yeah, what? Just kept it under the mat. They're friggin' liars, and I'll tell you what, they will take your kids because it's this mandatory reporting. It's bullshit.
They're a criminal pedophile ring.
They are a criminal pedophile ring. And I'll tell you what, if anybody, I find out anybody touches my daughter while she's in care, God help them, eh? I'm taking them to the High Court in December and January. You watch me. I will show them what the truth.
I see little difference between...
All right, so there you have it, folks.
That was very... Yeah, I recall that. What happened there was I had a QC acting for me by the name of Jenny Orloff. And we were going to the High Court. Do you know what they did? They pulled his legal aid funding off him so he could not fight for me. I was forced to go and find another lawyer, Jeremy Southern. He, without my authorisation, pulled my case out of the High Court and back trying to get a defendant hearing. Now you've got to remember, my child was uplifted on the 4th of December on two false notifications. Now, the first one was that read the plate. Now, that was at the Otahu Police Evidential Unit. The subjector that works there, her name is Rebecca Strange. I walked out of that building. She got on the phone, she put in a report that I was intoxicated and the room reeked of alcohol. I don't drink alcohol. When around that time, I would have like maybe one bottle of Munchake occasionally. I'm drug-free. You know, 99% alcohol free. I couldn't believe it. When they turned up at the door, I just said, oh, they've come to see my partner regarding his historical child abuse. Okay, pull me up, I mean, if you have to, because this is a big case. It's quite overloading, and if I get a little bit...
Here's the difficulty: is that I normally see fathers going through this sort of thing. Now,
they've tried it on both. You see, a neighbour. Okay, what happened was I was sitting outside the back door of my house. That's my boarder's Rottweiler, and because he liked me, so I gave him lots of attention. I was having a cigarette and a coffee. Book had been, I'll get my daughter's name. She, well, he'd been come home from school and gone out to play. I was sitting at the back doorstep, having coffee, and my arm around the Rottweiler can, which I had photos of. My partner tried to get past the Rottweiler, and because my daughter and my partner, this dog was quite protective of me, And as my partner tried to go past the dog, it was quite a narrow doorstep, that not really able to growl at him. And that's when he raised his voice at the dog. Now, a man by the name of Mr. Honey, one door over, could not see behind where I was. Yes, my partner did say that, but he said it to the dog. That man, Mr. Honey, rang Charlie's and family and made an notification that he had heard that when Chris said, get off the fucking back doorstep, or hit your fucking butt, yes, he did say that to the dog. I know it was this man, Mr. Honey, because he approached me in my driveway and questioned me about it. He got it wrong. This is an old man that sits at home, drinking home brews. So anyway, besides the point, he had made a mistake. So, and then we had the police evidential unit, right? I took this to my defended hearing. I had to wait. And the only reason I got a defended hearing after that got rid of my GC lawyer, got me out of high court because they were absolutely crapping themselves.
Well, for those of you in the United States, QC lawyer is basically the top rank, the Queen's Council of Lawyers in New Zealand. And the mere fact that you had anybody at all willing to take up the case full stop was quite astonishing to me, because they normally run a mile from these kind of cases where the criminal conduct of the child paedophile services are involved. And sure enough, he went running, didn't he? And they replaced him with somebody who was on the take. At least this is my professional assessment.
They made me lose my lawyer by withdrawing his license to have a legal aid. They had to get rid of that QC because they knew they had no evidence. They knew they had no witnesses.
And they also knew that they controlled the court.
No. But, okay. 3.5 years go by, I still have no defender's name. And I'm walking around, totally defamed, traumatised, my daughter urinating herself, trucked from foster home to foster home. It even got worse, Bunny. She started to self-harm. I got a phone call from Child, Youth and Family in December that my daughter is on the way to the hospital. She's been attacked by a pit bull. I just got my car and I went. I didn't ask for permission because they hadn't let me see my child since July last year because they knew I'd contacted Chester Burrows, the Minister of Courts, and told him that I was entitled legally to have a defended hearing to prove my innocence within 1 year. They had made me wait 3.5 years, and in that process, they had passed my child to the paternal family. The father was out of the picture because he had his own... we'd never lived together. He wasn't it's not on the birth certificate. But anyway, they handed my child to them. Now, this is what happened when the first day they took her. They tried to grab her from they snatched her from the school at first, but knowing that I was on my way back from coming back from my lawyers. Then my daughter ran. Oh, they said to me, "Look, we're only going to stay for the weekend. Just to give you a break, they have some concerns and that you'd like your partner to leave the house." And I said, "Well, look, just in town, I need to get his mother to come and pick him up." And that, anyway, so I agreed. I didn't sign any papers. I agreed that her aunt to the maternal side could take for the weekend. This is on the 4th of December. Now, that auntie, her name is Alicia Martin, my daughter has moderate aggressive ADHD. She's on medication. The auntie and the grandmother are anti-me. They threw at their patient without any medical permission.
Pip, unfortunately, we're going to have to go to break right here, and I want to reiterate this. If you take somebody off medication, medication's bad, sure, but if you take them off it, it is insanely damaging, and this is actually what happens with a lot of mass shootings. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. My very special guest is Pip Cunningham, talking about her daughter being snatched for absolutely no reason. Like, if you yell at a dog, all right, what are you going to do? Call the SPCA, claim that you're psychologically abusing the dog when it growls at you and you just want it to get out of your frickin' way? All right. But no, they don't do that.
Better cared than the SPCA.
You're frickin' right there. She would have at least gotten three square meals a day, and had somebody scratch under her chin once in a while. What's happening right now is an absolute disgrace. I mean, you've shown me the pictures, Pip, of what your beautiful, happy, vibrant taekwondo
She was doing St. John's Cadet. And with her medication, I don't like medication, but it's required because the school, when she was little, said that her behaviour was, and she was assessed by one of the top paediatricians, there's two, Tony Hahn from Howick. He initially assessed her. Then one of the top paediatricians in Auckland, Dr. Simon Rowley, but she's probably unaware of all this going on.
Pip, it's funny you should mention that guy out in Howick, because when I was a boy, I went to go see that guy.
Right, he's excellent.
Yeah, and he gave me a test about just reaction time and things like this and all this other stuff that I didn't understand. And then in one of the interview questions, he asked me this, and I found this question very telling. Have you had your father missing for all or most of your life? You know what ADD stands for? Attention Dad Disorder.
Brooke does not have a dad, and she always did yearn for her father, but I could not provide that. I could only do my best on my own. And yes, I may have smothered her to try and make up for no dad around. That's the only thing that she could, you know, I did my best I could.
Hey, well, it happens to everybody, and in this day and age, I mean, since the family unit's been broken down over the past 30 years, it's a common thing. It's 50%+ divorce rate, so on and so forth. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, women should be slaves to the man or anything like that. I'm simply saying that everybody needs a balanced development. They need a positive male role model in their life. Doesn't have to be necessarily their father if the father ain't there. And they need a positive female role model. And girls, they start to emulate the mother, and they start to be attracted to the archetype of the father. So they'll be attracted to men that remind themselves of their father. That's why a lot of young girls who have very bad relationships with their fathers wind up having a lot of really bad relationships with other men and getting involved with the wrong guys kind of thing.
That's why one of the reasons Brooke wanted to go to Taekwondo, male figure, you know, the instructor, she bonded with the school teachers, you know, they had the Father's Day and the Fish and the Chip Day, etc. And she asked them, one of the male teachers, could he sit with her to replace the dad that had just didn't. He actually wanted me to terminate the pregnancy, and I refused.
Mm.
There's a little bit of history. He did hold me hostage. I didn't actually know I was pregnant at the time and threatened to kill me. So there was a protection order to cover me and my unborn child. Anyway, going on from when she taken on the Friday, 4th December 2009, the meds were removed. Now, I don't know who authorised that, but it wasn't a medical, anybody medical. I don't know if the auntie and the grandmother decided to do it off their own backs or the fifth. Now, the third social worker was a trainee. First 6 months on-job training, not a registered social worker. She's an ex-school teacher. Oh, she did really well. You should have seen the affidavit she managed to get, that she wrote to get temporary custody of my child. Boy, if you read it, you would think, oh my gosh, this is disgusting. It read so true. It was so believable. I am not surprised the judge let them take her. But it was a pack of lies.
Could you do you recall any of those any of those specifics in this case?
Oh gosh, it's 3.5 years ago.
If you don't recall, that's okay. Just move on.
No, all of the because I was at the lawyers trying to stop that, but I had a newbie lawyer on the Indy Lynch, Amy Chestnut. She was getting tagged around by a child lawyer, Jane Davis. Now, she is right up SIP's backside, if you know what I mean.
For the international audience, SIPs is commonly returned as SIFs, Child, Youth and Family Services New Zealand. Sorry, Pip, go ahead.
Anyway, so my daughter's caught with the paternal arm that she didn't even like. Hardly spent any time with her. Your grandmother never hardly ever spent any time with her. I always had to ring and say, look, could you possibly spare an afternoon to spend with your grandchild? You know, I'd have to ask, you know. But anyway, so they've got my child. SIP gave them to my child to them. They've taken her off the medication. They cut her hair off. Now, my daughter is part Maori.
They cut her hair off like in freaking Full Metal Jacket.
And I am European, but I have strong Maori beliefs, and you do not cut my child's hair off. They did. That was the first thing that really upset me. Anyway, that was okay. The process for the unqualified newbie social worker, so Maniwewa, we're talking about Maniwewa, sir. She told me, okay, look, you go and register with Oasis Family Solutions, and that's all you have to do, and then you can have your child back on Friday. I thought, well, that's okay. I'll jump that hoop, you know, and that's easy as. I've got nothing to hide. So I did that. I rang them first and I said, well, Dr. Sora told me that she's put a referral through and I've never heard of it. And I thought, oh, okay, then I've not been referred. Okay, I'm going to refer myself. So I referred myself. My partner and I, we did a parenting course, but they told the judge that, no, we didn't. We've got the certificate to prove it. Okay. But anyway, so I go and I register. This is on that Friday. I said, have my child back. My partner was going, his mother was on the way from Tauranga. He was getting picked up at 2:30. But they wanted him gone because they said, oh, you know, he threatened to break or kick my daughter or whatever the old man had said. So he said, okay, he says, look, I'll go back to Tauranga and so that you can get your daughter back. Oh, no, that wasn't good enough, was it? Friday, I go into the Maniwewa office, called in, I can't wait to bring clothes. And I thought, well, what would I want to bring clothes for when I'm going to be collecting my daughter? With my partner, they wanted with the stepfather. So, okay, I jumped at him and was like, okay, he's all packed up, ready to go. I says, okay, right, I'm here to organise what time I can collect my daughter. My partner, Chris, he's getting collected at 2:30. And that social worker, she stood there and she goes, oh, no, it's not easy as that, you know. And I said, what the heck? I lost the clock in it. I went into shock. I was hyperventilating and I lashed out. I was yelling and about 5 or 6, because she had lied to me, the 5 or 6 social workers came around outside the office. And I was just basically verbal diarrhea. It's like, you lied to me, you said it was going to be the weekend, and then if I do the sign, you know, go to register Oasis and their parenting course and everything, I could have my child back on Friday. I'd registered on my own back with no referral. And she said, no, I lashed out and I did punch a social worker. It wasn't hard. It was just more of a frustration. I was hyperventilating. I couldn't breathe properly.
Well, this person has just told you that they're kidnapping your child.
I know. Unfortunately, it was the manager of this, Colin Gallagher. They did not lay charges. I apologise. They took me into... they tried to calm me down. Because I was absolutely... I was like, oh, my God, what are you doing? My baby. And they were trying to calm me down, but I was in such shock. I used to do karate, so I was self-defending to try and get them away from me, to not touch me. I didn't want them to touch me. Next minute, they're going, you punched 4 social workers. No, I didn't. I lashed out and I punched 1 social worker on the upper arm. It wasn't very hard. She didn't fall over or anything like that. No bruises, nothing. And I apologised. She explained she was the manager of Manera 6. But I was self-defending and those other social workers were trying to sort of grab me and get me into a room to get me to come out of a panic and hyperventilation. Okay, so I got over it. I left home. I left the office absolutely devastated. Once I'd left, the Tosasura had rung the grandmother on the paternal side and told her, no, Brooke is not going to be returned. The grandmother tells my daughter. My daughter absolutely freaked out. Gotta remember she's in sudden withdrawal from Rosalind as well. So she ran from the school the following, I think it was the Monday she ran. She's only half a block from where I live. She ran home and she says, don't let them take me, Mum. They hide me. So I got her in the car and went straight to a lawyer. Now that's the day that just sort of went straight in her affidavit and got the uplifting order from the judge with her fictional affidavit.
I bet it didn't feel that uplifting at the time.
She turned up the piece. It's not good.
I recall you saying this at the protest that the police even had tears in their eyes because.
Oh, yeah. What happened? I'll try and break it down as simple as for you. But when they came to the house with another lady by the name of Sandy, Brock couldn't let me out by the door. And they didn't have, they wanted me to go out in the door and they didn't have paperwork at the time. So I told them to get my property. They said, look, we just want to talk. And that, and Brock was begging me, please don't open the door, don't open it, don't let them in. And I was trying to talk through the window. I think I recall they did take off, but they came back. Anyway, so I finally, they talked me into coming out of the house. And Brock was inside the house. Next minute, the two social workers and me were locked out of the house. My daughter had locked us out of the house, yelling at them through the window, go away, I'm not coming with you, my mother's the best mother in the world. Bawling her eyes out, she's like terrified, absolutely terrified. Anyway, within a week, they snatched her from the school. And, yeah, they hit her. I wasn't allowed to go near her. They made me do supervised visiting. I was treated like a criminal. We were both obviously very upset. She was crying. She's in such a bad way, she's actually urinating herself. I was tearful. And then they write a report, she's upsetting her daughter. It just went on and on. Even in that first 10 months, Brock told me that Auntie only changed her sheet once in that year. I turned up in the access a little bit later on in the year. I was going week home. Then my daughter informs me that the auntie had assaulted her and kicked her in the shins.
I think that's a good place to leave it for just a moment. We're going to go to break in a few seconds here. And I want to stress to the audience that this is not an isolated case in this country, nor in any other for that matter, where you have fraudulent government agents who are literally just taking people's kids and letting them be abused. We'll be right back after the break at thevinnieeastwoodshow.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show right here on American Freedom Radio, 5 days a week. I must encourage people, please, for the love of Norwegian cheese, share this broadcast with your friends, your family, people that you hate, any, just share it every freaking where, okay? And especially the YouTube channel as well, Mr. News, Guerrilla Media. I mean no ego when I say this. Every single person in New Zealand and every single person in the entire world will benefit from the knowledge and the stories that you will hear on these broadcasts and on the videos. If there were enough people actually tuning in to broadcasts like this, specifically this one, and I'm serious about this, the world would be a much better place. People would care about each other. People would actually have knowledge beyond their years. You can learn more in 6 months listening to the Vinnie Eastwood Show than you can if for 20 years listening to conventional AM/FM talk radio with a piece of trash in New Zealand like Michael Laws. I can assure you of that. It's not that difficult. All you got to do is listen to the people's stories. Because everybody's got one. Pip Cunningham is my guest. Welcome back. And we were talking over the break about how your daughter was actually locked out of one of the foster homes. And goodness knows what this person was might have been on the computer, headphones on, watching porn, goodness knows what. And your daughter's actually being attacked by a pit bull. And he couldn't hear her. He couldn't hear her to let her into the house. Scream.
And there was a pit bull shaking her leg back and forth and ripped it to the bone.
Oh, my God.
Two dots of surgery within 2 days. And you know what? When I turned up at that hospital for my daughter, she was happy to see me. But shops kicked me out and I was not allowed to return back. I didn't even know if she was dead or alive on the second operation the following day. They didn't care, they didn't tell me. You know, I went to the registrar and I said, look at the state of my daughter. She's got razor blade marks on her arms. I mean, why does a child self-harm? You know, a lot of people don't understand this, but they do it because they've got so much pain that they need to put pain somewhere else. You know, my child has been parental alienated by several carers, by the six social workers. I think there's six, seven of them, she said. And no matter what I did, it was never, ever good enough. I actually, I can't remember, because I was, you all know Daniel Ryder. He was just trying to assist me. They tried to do the parental assessment. They wanted a parental assessment. And I smelled a rat. I thought, wait a minute. I used to be an owner of my own company, CEO of New Zealand Homes Consultancy Limited, and I know all about souped up, paid off assessors.
Well, I find this ironic. If anybody's not qualified to assess good parenting, it's Child, Youth and Family Services.
It happened because, you know, when I did have my company and I was a consulting advocate for claimants getting the right to entitlements from ACC, those doctors, I sent the militia. If they are found to have downgraded my client's assessments, they will be facing criminal charges or loss of medical license. So as you see, I'm not liked very much at all. And unfortunately, I had the same name as one of the judges. You probably recall her, Philippa Cunningham, the one that she gave the child back because the comedian made it the public laugh.
Mm.
I so wish I was a comedian. Well, I'm not laughing.
And it's not funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny. And it's serious child abuse. It's not. She was physically assaulted in care by the auntie. I sent the police around. But my daughter was too scared because the police was still there. She was frightened. You know, and then.
I don't know about you, but I think a fear of the police is quite a healthy reaction. That's like fear of death.
Yeah, well. This was her mate who writes an apology to her auntie. And my daughter told me this, that she's forced to write a letter of apology for the cover-up of the assault. She also told me that the auntie is also having, and this is when the law is already in, when my lady hit children, she was having her own child in front of Brock. Now, Brock offered her ADHD medication, thought this was funny. Because she, you know, she'd never been touched. So, I mean, I don't know where Brock's mind was. She was very mixed up. She was attacking the younger child, biting her, kicking her. And this is why the auntie was angry. Because Brock was in severe withdrawal of the medication. When I, and she started kissing the auntie's younger 4-year-old, I think she was. But, yeah, she, at the end of the day, she couldn't handle my daughter. She was trying to say, oh, you know, you don't have ADHD, you know, your mother can't control you, da da da. Well, I don't see that. Parents shouldn't have to control their parents. You don't control people, do you? You don't control a child. You bring them up with love and compassion and positive parenting. You know, you praise the good, you ignore the bad. But you say you time out. She was like 10, so she got 10 minutes if she was naughty. But then I was accused of, what do they call it? holding my child hostage in her room. The timeout.
You mean discipline?
Yeah. So now I'm I've been labelled a child abuser. I hold my child in the hospital in a room, which I learned it off the nanny that, you know, you're put on the naughty seat. You know, it was quite common for time out, put your child in, so you've got to stay in your bedroom, because the way I did it, when she's 5, it was 5 minutes, when she's 10, it was 10 minutes. But, anyway, where do we go from here?
Well, I'd like to really kind of encapsulate this whole thing and try and sum it up if I can.
Yeah.
Okay, so your partner says, get off the frickin' deck or I'll kick your frickin' ass to a dog.
Yeah.
Old guy next door mishears it, thinks he's talking to your daughter, reports it.
We couldn't see it. We were behind. We were in the back of on the back doorstep.
Yeah, yeah.
We're in a cul-de-sac, so it's like one house away. So he couldn't actually see us, but he could definitely hear it. And he definitely heard my partner say that.
Yeah, yeah.
He assumed that it was at my child.
Now this is another point. This is another point to raise as well. The family court operates outside the law. That's why you're not allowed to report inside the family court, because there's no evidence in so many of these cases that a lot of people going into this situation for the first time think that they're a pack of criminals. And you know what? Sometimes things are exactly as they appear. And I remember somebody else who was outside the High Court protesting a number of years back. He told me that he was trying to get his son back, and he had been trying for years. And one day he said, you know what, today I'm either going to jail or I'm getting my boy back. And he got his boy back. You know what he did, Pip?
No.
He accused the judge of being a pedophile. And instead of docking him and driving him and then denying it and everything like that, he says, ooh, I'm going to give you your boy back.
Yeah, I ended up with female judges. But, you know, females can be pedophiles too, I suppose. No, I've seen proven that they can do that.
In fact, it's rampant, and we were talking about...
Now, I tell you what, I know why my child was taken. And this will clarify. When I met my new partner, he'd only been in a relationship for 3 months, and that's done. Now, with my daughter being ADHD, he was 100% attention from me. He was a little bit of sort of not used to having to share me. So the ADHD was playing out and just testing us a little bit, but he never, ever laid one hand on my daughter. Excuse me, I'm getting out of the throat. Now, what the problem was, now this is where it is. When my partner and I come together, he had a car, I had a car. He had a computer, I had a computer. We doubled up on everything. We're quite well off financially.
You know, Pip, we're coming to break here, so I'll tell you what. You can go get yourself a glass of water, girl. Jeebus. Is there an assistant back there who could pat Pip on the back? Jeebus creepers. Hamilton weather, eh? Yeah. Hey, it must be chemtrail season. It's that time of the year. Yeah. All right, well, Pip Cunningham is my guest, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll go back to her after the break in just a few minutes. And I also wanted to reiterate that this is a listener-supported broadcast, so if you can go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, if you appreciate the fact that I give a platform to those people that the mainstream media always, not just some of the time, but always ignore, that need a platform to get their freaking voices out so that the truth may be heard by the general populace, who need to be informed with real information instead of X Factor, then please go to thevinnyeastwoodshow.com, donate, or subscribe. We'll be right back.